Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think we're dry and storm-free for at least four more days before the next storm system arrives, but we'll enjoy it while it's here. Sunshine today, high around 68. Tonight, clear skies, cool. You'll need a jacket, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, nearly perfect for a spring day with a high in the lower 70s. Lots of sunshine. More sun on Saturday. High temperatures approaching the middle 70s. I think we're in the mid to upper 70s. Sunday, still dry. Down on the beaches, high right around 70. Saturday and Sunday, Gulf water temperature, a chilly 62. Pollen count remains very high through Friday and then medium to high over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Special Education Advisory Panel met yesterday in Elmore County. The panel discussed ways to help students with disabilities transition into secondary education and the workforce. A pair of suspected drug dealers are facing multiple charges after police raid a mobile home. Police say 34-year-old Timothy Brown and 36-year-old Inez Woods were arrested during that raid. They tell us this happened early Tuesday morning at a mobile home in the 800 block of Utah Street in Selmont. And the Wellness Coalition of Montgomery is celebrating 20 years of service. To mark the occasion, the nonprofit will launch new programs to help residents in Montgomery, Lowndes, and Macon counties get better access to health care services. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Let's have a chat about your debit card. The card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM. WACV.
The FBI joins the investigation of how Boeing 737 MAX was approved after two deadly crashes.
Flight 610 never should have been in the air.
Not my kind of guy.
Nearly 7 months after McCain's death, the president is still taking aim, drawing outrage.
It's deplorable what he said.
The waters continue to rise along the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, thousands forced from their homes.
This isn't flooding. This is something else.
An unvaccinated student in Kentucky sues his school because he's been barred from extracurricular activities.
It would go against my conscience to receive this vaccine.
And a soul classic joins an exclusive club.
Library of Congress. This song, I'm a bad man.
Arizona State with its first NCAA tournament victory in 10 years. And for Bobby Hurley, his first win in the dance as a head coach.
We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. But 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. Here in Normandy, the rescue began at dawn on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944.
62 of the Rangers who scaled the cliffs there at Pointe Hope, now back 40 years later to the scene of their heroic action.
These are the boys of Pointe Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs.
It was a very moving experience. They were what General Marshall called our secret weapon, the best damn kids in the world. Where do we find them? Where do we find such men? And the answer came almost as quickly as I'd asked the question. Where we've always found them in this country. On the farms, the shops, the stores, and the offices. They just are the product of the freest society the world has ever known. Someday, Liz, I'll go back, said Private First Class Peter Robert Zanetta of the 37th Engineer Combat Battalion and first assault wave to hit Omaha Beach. Lisa Zanetta Hinn began her story by quoting her father who promised that he would return to Normandy. She ended with a promise to her father who died 8 years ago of cancer. I'm going there, Dad. And I'll see the beaches and the barricades and the monuments. I'll see the graves and I'll put flowers there just like you wanted to do. I'll feel all the things you made me feel through your stories and your eyes. I'll never forget what you went through, Dad, nor will I let anyone else forget. And Dad, I'll always be proud. Through the words of his loving daughter, who is here with us today, a D-Day veteran has shown us the meaning of this day far better than any president can. It is enough for us to say about Private Zanetta and all the men of honor and courage who fought beside him 4 decades ago, we will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may be always free.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Stock market is up 193 points to 61 beautiful degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Oh, hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling good.
Like I knew you should?
Yeah, like not euphoric.
Like sugar and spice?
Like I don't feel like I'm fire, but yeah, kind of like sugar and spice and everything nice.
I like that. I feel good.
I'm not feeling bad. I'm not feeling crazy amazing. I just feel good.
I like that. I like that. It was a gorgeous day. Yesterday was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I went from here to the house, had to drop off, go to the grocery store, pick up something for the house, and sat out there on the deck with the fountain in the background, and it was just spectacular, absolutely spectacular. And I think I'm going to go do the exact same thing tonight or this afternoon after I get my hair cut. Okay, 272-9228, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then anyone can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 value for that gift basket. And what's in that? Things that you put in it from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Okay. Couple of points here. Number one, some folks have been sending me and telling me about the ferns down in Sweet Creek. Matter of fact, I had three people yesterday that all said, you need to go get ferns. One of them sent me a picture of it. They are beautiful, and they're only $15.
Oh, wow, okay.
They're in a hanging basket. I mean, long ferns. So you need to go and take advantage of that and go and see that and buy some of those. I think I'm going to get some for my deck that I can hang out there and make it look beautiful. Birds will be flying around in there and having a good time. Also, on Fresh Market, today through Tuesday, they have the bone-in premium ribeye for $7.99 a pound. That is a bargain, folks.
That's a great cut of meat, too.
It's a great cut of meat, and it's on the bone, so you get kind of the flavor from the bone. It is...
And if you're feeling your inner caveman, then you can just eat right off the bone.
Where do
you got a handle.
And I went by and looked at them, and they look really, really good. So $7.99 a pound, you cannot beat that. I actually said, is this a mistake? being that inexpensive, but that premium cut is really good. They do not do a prime in bone-in. It's all only premium. And then I'm going to give you a heads up, because I don't want all of you to beat me there, but a week from this coming Wednesday, the all the prime meat in the case will be 25% off.
Mm.
So I'm taking advantage of that, and they sent me a $10 off a purchase of $60 or more. I can do that easily. And I think I'll get me three of those prime ribeyes. Age two of them, eat one of them, have some company over. Be really good for March Madness. I'll be doing March Madness. I got to figure out when the Auburn game is today.
Yeah, I'd need to look up that as well. I do not know. I assumed I'd be working and I'd find out, you know, what the result would be.
They're playing in Ohio, I believe. So they may be on a later game schedule here. Okay, 272-9228, that's where we are. Let's pick up some things that we did not get to yesterday. Congressman from California, Swalwell.
Mm.
And I want you to listen to what he is saying here. And this should really, really worry you.
Dean, do you believe that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians in the 2016 campaign?
Yes.
Do you believe the president himself colluded with the Russians?
Yes. So the president knew the Russians were seeking to help him. And so he went out as a candidate, invited them to hack more, did not tell his family not to take any of these meetings, was told by Roger Stone that WikiLeaks, a Russian cutout, was also going to be putting out materials damaging to his opponent. And he went on the stage and said, I love WikiLeaks. So this is circumstantial evidence, which in a court of law can be treated the same as direct evidence. But yes, he colluded. Okay. I don't think that's a hard answer to the question at all.
So that's a little further, actually. Adam Schiff was here last week, and it said there's no direct evidence that the President of the United States ordered these things. In other words, that he directly colluded, but it's all circumstantial. Do you believe the President directly colluded with the Russians?
I believe there's circumstantial evidence that he colluded, that he knew that they were doing this, that his family was meeting with them, that these offers were being made, it was being passed to him, and then he would publicly go out there and encourage them to do it. And there's no who could be so dumb they would invite the Russians to do it on a national stage exception to colluding.
Okay, so he's kind of going down the line. He said, you know, oh yeah, he colluded. Circumstantial, the same as direct, that's not correct. And he's an attorney, he's on the judicial committee. But you can kind of see what's coming when they're talking like this. And this is scary. That was on Morning Joe. So let's go to the second part of this and listen in.
So you believe there's direct evidence that the president colluded?
His invitation for them to hack more, that's direct evidence of inviting them to collude.
That idea of collusion or conspiracy is obviously at the heart of what Robert Mueller has been investigating.
And there's a difference between criminal collusion and just did the guy do it or not, right?
Right. Do we anticipate... Everyone in Washington thinks that report is coming soon, whether that's days or weeks. There's a belief that, of course, it's going to be issued to the Department of Justice. There'll be some discretion as to what can be released there. There's a belief the White House is going to invoke executive privilege to try to keep some of it from being made public. What can the House Democrats do to ensure that the public learns what Robert Mueller discovered?
Yeah. We will see that Mueller report. And I say that with confidence because
listen
for
to
two
this.
Years, we went to the streets, we went to the town squares, we marched on the ballot box. The American people gave us the power to see that report. So the president's now outnumbered. He has a Congress that just voted 420-0 that they want to see that report. And the law is on our side. So we have the legislative branch and we have the judicial branch that will back us up if he tries to block that report. And finally, just back to Willie's question about collusion. This president has been given an opportunity to sit down and say to special counsel under oath, I did not collude. He won't do that. I infer from that and the overwhelming evidence and the state of the evidence from others who say that he did know the Russians were doing that, that he does have something to have.
Well, first of all, he was talking to WikiLeaks about releasing the emails, not the Russians. That's number one. Number two, there was nothing that was a connection of Donald Trump. Did you hear how he said that because they took over the House, that they are going to go see that report and they have the power, and it's the people's will to do that? No, it's not.
No, it's not, because the people's past will, as embodied by their representatives, made a law when it comes to special counsel reports, especially ones that might, have sensitive classified material.
Well, it doesn't say, and the Congress wrote that law, and he was like, they're going to give it to us. DOJ's already said to them. No, they haven't.
No, the Attorney General will probably give his report on the Mueller report.
He is going to give a report on it, and he said that I'm going to try to be as transparent as possible. But this is what I do not like about this guy, is how they just kind of make stuff up, and they say it as if it needs to be true. And that is very, very worrisome to me. And this guy in particular, this guy is somebody we got to really keep an eye on here, because... This is the group that's going to give him a hard time. It's the Judicial Committee, is where impeachment has to originate from, and you got the wildest actors on that committee. They're not good folks. Let me kind of go into another story here before we get into the break here coming up. And that is on the Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX jet. There's an interesting report that came out that the same jet that crashed almost crashed the day before. Listen in.
And we have breaking news for you at this hour. Dramatic new details about the Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX jet that crashed off Indonesia in October, killing 189 people. A report from Bloomberg says that same plane nearly crashed the day before. But an off-duty pilot who happened to be in the cockpit told the crew how to disable a malfunctioning flight control system and save the plane.
In a separate report, Reuters details the moments before the deadly crash. The cockpit voice recorder shows the pilots struggling to figure out why the jet continued to pitch forward. Reuters says just 2 minutes after takeoff, the plane's first officer reported a, quote, flight control problem.
Then the captain reportedly asked him to check a handbook for information about abnormal events. So for the next 9 minutes, the pilots, they say, fought to keep the jet from nosediving before it crashed into the Java Sea. Earlier this month, another 737 MAX 8 crashed in Ethiopia, causing the jets to be grounded worldwide. Investigators say that flight had similar problems to the Lion Air crash. Lion Air tells Reuters and Bloomberg that it gave all relevant information to investigators.
Can you imagine being the pilot, Nora, and co-pilot and being trying to pull the plane up and that it is still nosediving and thinking, what the heck is going on?
I keep thinking about 9 minutes, and I keep thinking, can you please check the manual to see if there's anything abnormal? You think about the same crash could have happened the day before had that third pilot not been in the cockpit as well.
So the day before, there was a pilot that was riding up in the cockpit doing what they call a ferry, where they're ferrying him to somewhere else, and the nose starts diving. Same plane, not same pilot, but same plane. And he reaches over there and turns it off. Just calm as a cucumber, turns it off, and then they go ahead and fly on.
Mm. So he knew what was going on.
He knew what was going on. This other pilot didn't. So they're sitting there reading this manual, and the plane's going down. Man.
It's one thing to, consult the directions when you're trying to put together IKEA furniture. But,
while the house is on fire.
Right.
or building the fire extinguisher while the house is on fire. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and we have some exciting news to share from Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville and Montgomery. The 2019 Ram truck was named Motor Trend's 2019 Truck of the Year with the most hauling and towing capability ever. The 2019 Ram truck is the perfect combination of grit and grace. It's loaded with best-in-class features and more space, more storage, and more technology than ever before. And hang on, the good news just keeps coming. The Jeep Wrangler has been named Motor Trend's 2019 SUV of the Year. The legendary icon embraces its classic style and blazes its own path to modernization. The all-new 2019 Jeep Wrangler is packed with new features, including updated technology, design, and performance. Come and test drive the 2019 Ram truck, Motor Trend's Truck of the Year, or the 2019 Jeep Wrangler, Motor Trend's SUV of the Year, and experience the Brubaker difference. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing.
It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. We got a couple of reports on Syria that we need to kind of get to. This is coming to a close here, as we reported yesterday. But listen to the tone on this ISIS defeat in Syria that CBS did.
We are receiving conflicting reports this morning about whether ISIS has been defeated in the last territory it controls in Syria. At its peak in 2015, ISIS held an area in Syria and Iraq almost the size of Indiana. But 4 years later, the militants have lost nearly all of that territory. The final battleground is in Baghouz, that's eastern Syria. For 2 months, Charlie Daggett has been reporting on the U.S.-backed fighters trying to take back. He sent us this report.
Well, U.S.-backed Syrian soldiers here tell us there's still some fighting to be done, and that last ISIS camp needs to be fully searched before they'll declare an outright victory. But from what we've seen, it's certainly close. We've never seen battle-hardened frontline soldiers this laid back. One look at their faces was enough to know the final fight against ISIS had just about come to an end.
Okay, so we have conflicting reports. Now, they have a reporter that's there, that's been there for months, but they have conflicting reports. When you get to him, and he's doing it, he's going to kind of lay it out that it's almost fait accompli. Now, America's newsroom gets a little more on top of it. So let's continue on with the CBS portion of the story.
After weeks of airstrikes, heavy bombardments, and close quarters fighting, it's finally come down to this. That's all that's left of ISIS. And it's tempting to describe the scene here as almost peaceful. Fire! Without the backup of 2,000 American troops on the ground and tens of thousands of U.S. and coalition bombs from the air, victory would have been impossible. But the bulk of the fighting came down to the Syrian Democratic Forces. What does it mean to you? It's a mix of great happiness and sadness, SDF officer Chiagar Ahmed told us. Many of our comrades have been killed in this fight. What they lacked in equipment, like using mud for camouflage, they more than made up for with courage. Now, the defeat of ISIS on the ground is a major milestone, but tens of thousands of ISIS members and supporters have melted away, and they will continue to pose a threat to the security of this region.
And I'm not sure about the tens of thousands portion of this thing, but Trump predicted that it would come to a close last night when he was in Ohio. We're going to get to kind of his story. But let's listen to America's newsroom on the fight in Syria.
When I took over, it was a mess. They were all over the place, all over Syria and Iraq. And you see, it was a sea of red. And now you look at it, and there's no red. No red. That's as of today. This is ISIS. There's none. The caliphate is gone as of tonight. Pretty good. That's pretty good, right?
Benjamin Hall is reporting live now from Baghouz, Syria, where U.S. forces are working to finish crushing the terror group. Benjamin?
And President Trump saying there that the caliphate is finished very imminently. We're hearing the same thing on the ground out here. The announcement officially has not yet been made. There are still some pockets to be cleared, but there's nothing left of their last stronghold.
For the first time since we've been here in Syria, 5 days covering this offensive, the bombs have stopped dropping. The gunfire has disappeared. There's an eerie calm here now, and I think we have witnessed the end of the caliphate.
The town of Bahoz and their final tented encampment is now thought to be empty, with just a few ISIS fighters who were found last night. The hunt is on for any that remain. But the job really now is in a clearing stage. U.S. airstrikes, artillery, mortar and intelligence made this job possible. And there's a lot of gratitude from people on the ground about that. You see signs of U.S. air power here everywhere.
President Trump told the U.S. military to take the gloves off to defeat ISIS. Well, that's exactly what they did, and the result can be seen all around me.
Troops here are now bringing the black flag of ISIS down. It no longer flies over the town of Bahoz. For a short time, at least, they can enjoy this moment. There is no sign of any of the ISIS leaders. It's believed they have fled, perhaps into western Iraq. But the critical piece now is stabilizing this region and making sure that they can never return. Once they ruled over 8 million people, well, today, for now at least, they are gone.
So a little bit different tone in that.
Yes, more dramatic, too. That was a good story. Well done by the guy who put that together.
Yeah, the America's newsroom is doing a lot better. They've kind of transitioned a little bit out of Fox and Friends, where they're doing the kind of more casual conversation of them talking on the curvy couch to the audience versus interviewing people, and then they're moving the interview portion of things over to other things. Let me do this. Let me get to a break, and then what we want to do is we have a Common Core issue that is about to be addressed. Well, it's in a good way.
Oh, good. Well, I'm so used to bad news when it comes to Common
Core. Yeah, you hear Common Core, you think bad, don't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We're going to be back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah.
Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Now banned in New Zealand, most semi-automatic weapons and all large-capacity magazines in response to the mass shooting at two mosques last week. Police Commissioner Mike Bush says people who own those weapons now
are no longer lawfully in possession of those firearms.
And the government will fund a program to buy those weapons from owners. A Washington, D.C. think tank named for John McCain, the McCain Institute, released a fact sheet pushing back against some of President Trump's recent criticisms of the late senator, including this one yesterday in Ohio.
McCain didn't get the job done for our great vets and the VA. And they knew it.
The president there taking credit for the CHOICE Act meant to improve VA health care. That law was actually co-sponsored by Senator McCain and Bernie Sanders and signed into law by President Obama. President Trump did sign off on expanding it 5 months ago. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think we're dry and storm-free for at least four more days before the next storm system arrives, but we'll enjoy it while it's here. Sunshine today, high around 68. Tonight, clear skies, cool. You'll need a jacket, overnight low 42. Tomorrow, nearly perfect for a spring day with a high in the lower 70s. Lots of sunshine. More sun on Saturday. High temperatures approaching the middle 70s. I think we're in the mid to upper 70s. Sunday, still dry. Down on the beaches, high right around 70. Saturday and Sunday, Gulf water temperature, a chilly 62. Pollen count remains very high through Friday and then medium to high over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that right today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes. Thumbs up Thursday, folks. See the law enforcement officer? Give him a big thumbs up. Thank you for the service and job they do. 272-9228. Okay, we've got some Common Core stuff that's going on. They're in recess right now, and they should be back in about 10 minutes, and they're going to be discussing the Common Core in a bill that came out of committee is going to be moved to the floor. Let's listen to the story.
The Common Core education standards makes its way into the Alabama legislature. Senator Del Marsh has introduced a bill that would get rid of Common Core. That's an education initiative adopted in 2010 by the National Governors Association, ensuring that different states have similar standards. Political reporter Lydia Nussbaum is joining us live from the State House with the latest on this. And Lydia, the bill to repeal was approved by a Senate committee today. So what's next in the process?
It now heads to the Senate floor for a debate. We're expecting it to go to the Senate tomorrow.
tomorrow. Now, there are more than 20 senators co-sponsoring this bill to eliminate Common Core, but it's getting some backlash from Common Core supporters. Common Core standards in Alabama are on the chopping block.
I think the Board of Education right now is dysfunctional, and I think that we've got to work to push more local control back to the local schools.
He says those standards are part of the reason Alabama has poor rankings in reading and math.
But we've got to go in a different direction. The state of Alabama has got to be competitive going forward.
That's pretty big now.
Yeah.
So it came out of the Education Policy Committee, which is the L.D. Brubaker Committee, and now it's being introduced on the floor. It's a total repeal of Common Core. And the state Department of Education is kind of going, well, we're going to have to spend all this money on coming up with new standards and all this kind of stuff. And I'm with Del Mar. This is one of the better things I've seen him do, is that you need to junk it, and then you need to come up with what you do need to be doing, and you do not need to be listening to these educrats that are there who want it to be complicated so you can have a need for more education oversight of teachers, of educators. That is the new goal of the Education Department, is the new education oversight for educators. Let's listen to the second part of the story.
The bill would repeal the current Common Core standards with math and reading transition standards that were in place back in 2011 and 2012. He says the State Board of Education would update those transition standards for the 2020 school year.
It could actually be disruptive and put schools in chaos. Imagine math teachers having to teach three different math standards, one this year, one next year, and one next year.
Supporters say Common Core helps people know how Alabama ranks.
It's important so we know when our children get an A in their classroom that would be an A in Georgia and in Nevada.
State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the bill came as a surprise to him. His office released a statement saying the bill being proposed has a lot of implications and could produce a host of unintended consequences. The bill passed through committee Wednesday and is expected to hit the Senate floor for a debate Thursday. Now, Senator Marsh said that he plans to talk with educators during their spring break next week. We're expecting the bill, as we said, to hit the Senate floor for a debate tomorrow. Senator Marsh says that he does expect that there could be some changes to the bill proposed today.
That's now, I don't know what this lady's talking about. A different one for this year, a different one for next year, a different one for the third year. How did you come up with that? The one that you do this year is this year's you're currently doing.
Right.
It's not different. And I assume that if you repeal it, that they would have something where it would take a, you know, what would you replace it with?
Right.
And is there an interim thing? Is that what she's talking about, year two? And then year three would be the new standards you set up. So I'm all for this. I'm all for the repealing this because I think it's been a disaster. I mean, for us to go from where we were down to 44th in the nation in math, I mean, that's crazy. And we were doing so well when we were doing the tutoring and things like that under the old standards, particularly in the reading skills, which Dick Brubaker really pushed, and it was a great addition. There's also another Senate proposal that came out. It's kind of interesting. Proposed tax refund for border wall donations. Let's listen in. Alabama Senate.
Also today in the Senate, lawmakers debated a bill that would allow an income tax refund if you donate to the president's border wall. Republican Senator Del Marsh sponsoring that bill as well. You would get a tax credit in Alabama if you choose to donate to the We Build the Wall Incorporated organization. Marsh says this bill would give Alabamians a way to tell the federal government that they support a wall. Opponents say money should not be put in either for or against camps. The bill was carried over.
Now, they don't say in here, and I tried to look it up and I couldn't find it. They don't say whether it's a dollar for dollar tax credit that you're giving. So in other words, if I get $500 for the phone, I pay $500 less in Alabama state taxes. That would be stupid if they did that, but I would do it just for the fun of it. Or is it like a donation to church and you're going to get a tax credit Are you going to get a reduction off of your income for that amount, which basically if you gave $500, that would equal to $25 worth of tax refund. So I think it may be something in between. It may be a number that you can give, and that comes off of the taxes that you owe the state of Alabama, but it has a cap on it. Do I think this is going to pass? No. If these type of things, when they kind of surface, unless they get caught up in a bundle of bills out there.
Yeah, I wouldn't vote for something like that, just because it's just obvious pandering. If you want to donate to the wall, go ahead and donate.
There you go. Pandering? No, yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on.
This is to be expected right after the whole tax, or gas tax bill, and now law. That these sort of bills would be proposed to remind people, oh, but we do things that you like, too, even if it doesn't pass.
It another thing we did not get to yesterday, and that is the USC school situation for the cheating that went on. Not that one, the school administration scandal. Then we'll get to the USC interview. So some of these schools are actually starting to take action here, and we'd like to hear what you guys think about this.
University of Southern California says it's now investigating students who may be linked to the admissions scandal, which means they're losing some big privileges, at least for now. This is just one of the schools impacted by the scheme, and now all of those universities are wrestling with how to respond. A week after the admissions scandal rocked the college world, USC is taking action against students whose parents are accused of paying big bucks to get their kids into college. The school says it's placing holds on those students' accounts. That means they can't register for classes or get transcripts. The school won't confirm how many students are impacted, but says these students have been notified. Following the review, we will take the proper action related to their status, up to revoking admission or expulsion.
I believe if USC wants and other schools want to claim themselves as a victim, then they have to take action so this never happens again.
At Wake Forest University, a different approach. The women's volleyball coach, Bill Ferguson, is on administrative leave after he was charged in the scandal. Prosecutors say Ferguson took a bribe to get one student into the school. Wake Forest says the student is currently enrolled. At this time, we do not plan to take any action against her when there is no evidence she had any knowledge of the alleged financial transaction. NBC News reached out to Ferguson, the coach, for comment, but has not heard back.
Hmm. Okay, so they're blocking the transcripts. They can't register for classes. This is at USC. And you're going to get into an interview of a kid whose mother was actually solicited by this guy. So the other schools are involved also. Wake Forest was one that they actually have removed the coach that was involved in this thing. But listen to what other things schools are doing.
He's one of 50 people facing charges, 33 of them parents, including celebrities Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Authorities originally said at least 8 colleges were impacted by the multi-million-dollar scandal, none of which has been charged with any crimes. Now it has spread to another school, UC Berkeley, which says it's investigating the acceptance of a former student after a parent, David Sadu, was charged in the scandal. Sadu's accused of making two $100,000 payments to have someone secretly take pre-college exams in place of his two sons. One of those sons, Jordan, attended UC Berkeley. Prosecutors say in 2012, the fake test taker flew from Tampa to Los Angeles and using a fake ID took the SAT in Jordan's place, scoring 2280 out of a possible 2400. In a new statement, UC Berkeley says, we are aware of the indictment and are looking into the allegation. David Sadu has pleaded not guilty, and his attorneys say David Sadu's children have not been accused of any impropriety and have achieved great accomplishments in their own right. Any attack on the Sadu children is unwarranted.
Joe, you had mentioned the USC in particular was talking about revoking admission, maybe even expulsion for students if they found wrongdoing. But, I mean, there are some students apparently who have already graduated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And experts in some schools say one possibility is that diplomas that had already been conferred could be revoked. Again, that would depend on what any investigation finds.
Now, how would you like to spend 4 years at a school doing the work? And I assume they all did the work. They didn't cheat in that also. And because this was the entrance to the school that the guy was helping with. But if you went to the school for 4 years and you did all the work and you didn't cheat,
right?
Then why would you revoke their, I mean, think about that. Going 4 years and all of a sudden you're flushing that down the drain and you paid the school also?
Right.
Unless you got some kind of scholarship. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rich. Rich, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, Dan, I just wanted to share with you, I thought my wife was finally getting politically involved and stuff like that. She just so engrossed in her work, she doesn't really get involved in that stuff. And anyway, she came out of the room. She was absolutely furious when she heard about that Lori Loughlin in that scandal. And I was kind of swelling up with pride, and then I found out she was angry because it messed up her Hallmark show. I'm not lying either.
You thought you'd made some gains there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, and I go, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Hallmark reacted in lightning fast speed on that they dropped her.
Wow.
I mean, it's like on the day that it was announced, boom, they took it off.
Yeah, I hope it didn't mess up any of your shows, Dan.
During the Christmas time, that's about the only time I watch Hallmark.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, I suffer so much. I posted on Facebook one time to tell my friends that if we have anything happening short of an atomic bomb, let me know, because my wife has our TV on Hallmark Channel, so I wouldn't know.
And call me. Let me know.
Yeah, so anyway, I eventually got another TV, so now we don't have to fight over the TV. But, you know, when you get used to watching a big-screen TV, it's hard to watch a little one. I've been ruined.
Well, now, big-screen TVs are pretty inexpensive right now.
Oh, I know. That's why I bought another one. I jumped on it. They had it on sale for like $800 at 65-inch.
Oh, wow.
4K. 4K, yeah, at Sam's Club. So I jumped on it with pretty quick.
Yeah, I saw one, a 55-inch 4K Vizio, which I understand now is a pretty good brand. It was $290 at Costco.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Well, yeah, we live in hard times, don't we?
Yeah, really.
Times are tough. If you only have one TV, I guess you're in the poverty bracket, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not in the one TV category there, because I have two that can go outside, and then one's my big one up there. But I'm thinking about moving up to this OLED as soon as the price drops a little bit on that.
Oh, yeah, that picture is stunning. It's absolutely stunning. Yeah, that's what I want, too. And, you know, that's come a long way. That was a big part of the budget, just to have a TV.
Yeah, I tell you what, and I am so glad I did it the way I did. I got a piece of advice. I bought one of the first high-def TVs that were out there, and it wasn't a flat screen. The thing weighed like 300 pounds, but I got a really good price on it. I ran it until it couldn't run anymore, and then what I did is I bought the generation that was one behind flat screen, and that's what I've always been doing. I've always waited until the next one jumps, and then the bottom tier falls, and I've been buying TVs at great prices, when I can.
Oh, yeah, no one repairs a TV any longer. That's throwaway price. See, something being that we're about the same vintage. Oh, you watched.
Sorry, say that again.
Rich, say that again. You cut out.
I said, do you remember the first TV show that was in color that you saw?
I do. I remember. I remember that Batman was in color. And we went and got a color TV. Well, actually, we were given a color TV, and it was like a new world for us, because we did not have a lot of money at that time.
Yeah, I remember Bonanza was the first one I saw that was in color. I was looking at an old picture. See, I was pretty lucky growing up. My dad was in electronics, in the Air Force, so he always stayed on the leading edge of electronic technology. And it looks like we had a color TV before they had TV shows to watch on them. But as soon as they came on, we sure had what do you call it, the ability to watch that bonanza, and it was just absolutely amazing, you know, with those vistas. Of course, now that was a crummy, you know, resolution picture, but back then it was thrilling.
It really was, and the magical world of Disney on Sunday nights.
Oh, yeah, that was another one, yeah. I forgot about that.
We would go down, when we were in Tallahassee, we'd go down to Houston Blunt's house, who is Red Blunt's brother, who started Vulcan Industries. He lived right down the street from us, and we would go down there, and all the kids would watch. We'd get in a circle, and we'd watch the color TV at the Blunt's house.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Blunt would bring out little sandwiches and cookies and milk for us. It was great.
Hey, that reminds me of, you know, having your friends over on Halloween night when they do all those horror show, picture shows.
Oh, yeah, we used to do that.
Yeah, nothing like watching TV with your friends.
Yeah, no, we would do that. They would have the all-night horror movies, and David Roundtree and Joe Thetford and myself, we'd stay up all night watching that.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And getting in trouble.
Hey, TV was a big deal back then because before then all I had was radio. So, you know, being able to watch what you're listening to was a big deal.
It was indeed. Rich, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Yes, sir. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this. I won't get out that door.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. People, they don't understand. No girlfriends, they can't understand. Your grandsons, they won't understand. On top of this, I ain't ever gonna understand. Last night, she said... The biggest and best. Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
By the way, Auburn game is being played now. Auburn's winning 21-19, is it?
Yes.
They've been back and forth, I can tell you that, boys and girls. Whoa, kind of tipped him up there.
8:36 left in the first period.
We'll keep you posted on this. Another thing we want to keep you posted on is, you know, this is kind of bad weather time that we're going to be coming into, and looking at a bad backup generator is the thing to do. And what is it going to cost for you to get a price on it? Nothing. They're going to come out, and they're going to meet with you. You tell them what portions of your house you want them to back up, and they'll do it for you, and they're going to give you a price on it. Whatever price they give you, that's it. Doesn't matter if there's extra things that come out. It's their set pricing. Bonded, licensed electricians, and great guys. Now, get ready to copy. Oh, yeah, you get $250 off if you tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Hey, about that? And that's only if you tell them. 334, get ready to copy. 334-269-8886. 269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good friend, Dan Black. You know, I don't often kind of say Donald Trump's kind of going too far on something. You know, I just let Trump be Trump, as we used to say, let Reagan be Reagan. And what he did in this Ohio thing, and when I was watching it, I was a little kind of surprised. But this is Paula Reed reporting on CBS, talking about attacking McCain. And I get that he's mad at him because of the vote on Obamacare, repealing Obamacare. I've got that it's a, that he also feels because of the dossier and what he did with it, that that was not good. But listen, I'm just not sure why he did this, because he's stepping on his own story.
President Trump is refusing to tone down his attacks on the late Senator John McCain, despite growing pushback from fellow Republicans. In a five-minute rant, the president criticized the Arizona Republican during a speech at an Ohio military tank factory yesterday. Mr. Trump said he never got a thank you for McCain's funeral. This is so hard to read. His comments were met by silence from the audience, which included many military veterans. Republican Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson calls the president's recent attacks deplorable. Paula Reed is at the White House. Once again, here we are, Paula, and all I can think about is the McCain family.
Well, the president says his deepest grievance against the late senator was his vote against a signature Trump campaign promise to repeal Obamacare. And as the president gears up for a grueling 2020 campaign, he's trying very hard to convince voters that John McCain is the reason he wasn't able to deliver on his promise of better health care.
So I have to be honest, I've never like them much.
President Trump once again blasted the late Senator John McCain for thwarting a Republican effort to repeal Obamacare.
He said 2 hours before he was voting to repeal and replace, and he went thumbs down. Badly hurting the Republican Party, badly hurting our nation.
Attacking a decorated veteran seems an odd choice now, when speaking at a plant that makes military tanks.
It's kind of interesting when he was saying that and they were doing kind of some reverse shots. The crowd didn't really respond at all, particularly when he was talking about the you know, saying I didn't really like him that much type thing. The way they cut the film on that, it was like they were just silent. Let's go to the phones and go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
We got to take a break in 30 seconds.
Oh, whoa, Papa B, I'm sorry. I was not looking at the shot clock. I need to go to the top of the hour break to give you and Rodney plenty of time, okay?
Okay.
Thanks. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back with Papa B and Rodney after our top of the hour break.